Hello, and welcome to Around and About Chattanooga. I'm your host, Michael Edward Miller. In our first segment today, an experimental performance festival starts June 6th in Chattanooga. In this segment, we'll talk with organizers and people taking part in the third annual New Discord Festival. It's going to incorporate music, poetry, digital art, and dance. And considering this is a radio show, let's start with the music. It's really experimental, the type of music that transcends traditional rules of harmony and structure.
I'm Tim Hink, and I'm artistic director of the New Discord Festival.
So in this clip that we're hearing right now, you're banging on the keyboard on the piano, and then you reach up and you start just scraping your fingers on the strings inside the piano. How do people react when they see this kind of performance?
I think usually the initial response is some laughter and a little bit of humor about it, just because it's an unusual way to approach playing the piano.
Anne Law says something similar. Anne Law is a dance artist, and she runs the Barking Legs Theater with her husband, Dr. Bruce Kaplan. 15 years ago, Barking Legs hosted a performance from an improvisational violin player named Malcolm Goldstein.
The minute he started playing, people in the audience started giggling. And I thought, oh my gosh, you know, I wasn't sure where that was coming from. And then after the performance and everything, a person came up to me and said, Anne, I'm so sorry, I giggled. Because there was this man who looked like an accomplished musician with a violin, an instrument I know, and not ever making a sound I could relate to the violin.
Yeah.
And I just thought it was really funny. You know, that it was totally like somebody had switched it around.
So it's the kind of music some people don't immediately understand or appreciate. It's dissonant, it's unpredictable, it doesn't follow the normal verse, chorus, verse formula. People might have to listen a few times before they stop being freaked out and start getting it.
One thing I love about Malcolm is that he's totally full of surprises.
This music is not for everyone, but those who do enjoy it know Chattanooga has a vibrant, long-standing experimental music scene. In the 1980s, the Shaking Ray Levi Society started performing like this. They became nationally known and acclaimed, and they helped grow the scene here. This kind of improvisational music, it actually has a pretty serious, strong history here in Chattanooga with the Shaking Ray Levis. How big do you think the scene is for this kind of music here in Chattanooga?
Well, it's definitely growing, and it's interesting that the scene that exists here in Chattanooga for experimental music and free improvisation in particular is somewhat an imported scene. So we have a lot of performers that come through Chattanooga, and so Chattanooga is becoming kind of a stopping point for performers that are, you know, internationally recognized in these circles to stop through and perform because of these organizations like Barking Legs Theater and the Shaking Rays and others.
Malcolm Goldstein, the improvisational violin player, is going to be back in Chattanooga for this year's New Discord Festival. Anne Law, the dance artist, is going to collaborate with him. She did that 15 years ago, and she says she can't wait to work with him again. The festival organizer, Tim Hink, says this is a big opportunity for audiences.
Malcolm is part of a group of composers or artists, intermediate artists, that really shaped the avant-garde scene in the 60s and 70s, working in New York alongside John Cage and a lot of these really founders and important figures in early experimentation.
This is a big festival. It takes place over 4 days with local and national writers, actors, directors, painters, and all kinds of other artists performing. The people who take part in it are asked to create new work that utilizes one or more disciplines outside of their primary discipline. Including so many different kinds of art could bring in fresh audiences.
This is a much more audience-friendly festival than it was when it was strictly new music. You know, this is very visual. This is a sensory appealing sort of series of performances.
And Marcus Ellsworth, you host Wide Open Floor. It's this monthly series of performances at Barking Legs. How are you all involved with the New Discord Festival?
The philosophy behind Wide Open Floor very much syncs up with the philosophy behind New Discord Festival, because it's an open stage variety show where people can show up and can present any sort of performance art that they wish to bring. And out of that comes a lot of experimentation, a lot of improvisation.
And by constituents, I mean 10-gallon hats. And by 10-gallon hats, I mean those who seek to shelter their words behind the race of their pastors in hopes of making amends with their God.
Two performers from New York are coming down to Chattanooga so they can perform during Wide Open Floor. Jeffrey Young and Paul Pinto are going to do musical theater, very experimental music theater.
Boils, bruises, scars, and disfigurements on the visible parts of your body that make you different in grammar school, but are fine once you learn you had interest in filmmaking and could afford your first flat in Brooklyn.
It's a political parody called Patriots Run for Public Office on a Platform of Swift and Righteous Immigration Reform, Lots of Jobs, and a Healthy Environment.
And it's a satirical, improvised opera, well, somewhat improvised, somewhat scripted opera involving like traditional instruments and also just some random found objects from around their home. Random costume changes and things.
This is not the kind of opera you're going to see with the Chattanooga Symphony.
This is not Aida. This is not. This is going to be a very different kind of experience.
The third annual New Discord Festival is going to take place Thursday, June 6th through Sunday, June 9th at the Barking Legs Theater, Tanner Hill Gallery, the fourth floor of the library, and other locations around Chattanooga. You can find more information at newdiscord.org. That's NEWDISCHORD, newdiscord.org. You're listening to A Roundabout Chattanooga. I'm Michael Edward Miller.